It's your day in tech history, and it's brought to you by our friends over at Expedia.com, where you can find yours with Expedia. Hey everybody, Jeffrey Powers here, and I welcome you to the Day in Tech History at dayintechhistory.com. It's part of the Tech Podcast Network. You can subscribe via iTunes, Zune, or Stitcher Internet Radio. Our Twitter is Day in Tech Hist, and all show notes are on the wiki page if you want to follow along. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. September 8th, 1930, 3M of St. Paul, Minnesota begins making scotched transparent tape, which was developed by Richard Drew. 1945, a two-way radio was put into service on a U.S. bus for the first time in Washington, D.C. 1960, in Huntsville, Alabama, U.S. President Dwight Eisenhower formally dedicated the Marshall Space Flight Center, which NASA had activated on July 1st. 1966, we went boldly where no man had went before. The TV show Star Trek made its network TV premiere. 1973, Toronto, Canada, Maris Coote of Microcomputer Machines officially introduces the MCM70 personal computer featuring an Intel 8008 processor, a plasma screen, one or two cassette drives, a keyboard, and a whole bunch of more stuff for $4,500. It weighed about 20 pounds. 1994, Richard Kennedeck, the sysop of Davy Jones Locker BBS, pled not guilty to charges that he pirated some 50 pieces of computer software in U.S. District Court. 1997, in a complex series of deals, AOL also announced that it intended to sell ANS Communications to WorldCom in exchange for control of the Interactive Services Division of CompuServe, the oldest U.S. online services firm, and $175 million in cash. Part of the deal, Bertelsmann AG would jointly operate CompuServe Europe. WorldCom would retain the CompuServe Network Services Global Division, and AOL would sign a five-year service contract with WorldCom, which would provide AOL with a much-needed capital infusion for the development of new online content. Also in 1997, IBM halts plans to ship a NetPC diskless computer in order to focus on its NC-based network station as a low-cost terminal. And Intel introduced the Mobile Pentium MMX processor, speeds of 200 and 233 megahertz. It was codenamed Tillamook. 1998, Franklin introduced the Rex Pro, otherwise known as the Rex 5 or Rex 5000 handheld computer, featuring a 512 kilobit RAM, LCD screen, and a weight of only 1.4 ounces. It would cost $229.95. And in 1999, Electronic Arts, the world's largest interactive entertainment software, announced the acquisition of PlayNation, a Carlsbad, California developer of online entertainment. And now this word from our friends over at Expedia. Las Vegas, Jamaica, San Francisco, China, New York, Portland, Florida. Have you been? Maybe you're from there and you need to start planning your trip home for the holidays. Now is the time to do that. With rates at their lowest for November and December, you can get great deals in planning your trip. That's where Expedia comes in, from air travel, hotels, cars, and full vacation packages. Because who doesn't want to be in a warm city during the coldest of winters? You can also earn Expedia points so you can use them on more trips all around the world. Get $25 off your first hotel booking at Expedia. Go over to geekazine.com/Expedia for more details. Over at Expedia, find yours. Now let's get back into your day in tech history. 2003, the Recording Industry Association of America sued 261 individuals for allegedly distributing copyright music over peer-to-peer networks. Among the defendants was Brianna Lahara, a 12-year-old U.S. schoolgirl. 2004, VeriSign Naming and Directory Service, or VNDS, begins updating all 13 .com and .net authoritative name servers in real time. 2005, Corel released version 10.0 of PaintShop Pro. Kurt Brink of Portland, Maine, pled guilty to conspiring to commit criminal copyright infringement in U.S. District Court. Also in 2005, News Corporation announced that it had purchased a controlling stake of IGN Entertainment for $650 million. It made it a division of Fox Interactive Media. The Seoul Central District Court ruled that the GNU General Public License had no legal relevance concerning a case dealing with trade secret derived from GPL-licensed work. Defendants argue that it was impossible to maintain trade secrets while being compliant with GPL and distributing the work. And version 0.95A of the GNU Zebra routing software package was released. 2008, Real Networks launched Real DVD, a DVD recording software for backing up media on the hard drive. It had been under scrutiny, and finally an injunction was put on the software in July of 2009. Speaking of 2009, Flickr released an application for the iPhone on September 8, 2009, and Yahoo also got iPhone and BlackBerry support. 2010, Google launched an instant search. As users typed, the results instantly tailored to the text in the search box. And in 2011, Google buys Zagat, and Michael Hart, the creator of the ebook, passed away. And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2014 JMP Enterprise and geekazine.com.